The Littoral Combat Ship Program is struggling to stay afloat financially. Secretary Hagel asking for another look for alternatives to the LCS. But Congress has another concern. The ships themselves might be easy to physically sink. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus testified before the House Appropriations Defense Subcommittee on the Navy's budget request yesterday. Florida Republican and subcommittee member Andrew Crenshaw asked him to explain how it's possible that the LCS is supposed to be the ship of the future with the possibility that it might sink. In this highlight, you also hear questions from the chairman of the subcommittee, Rodney Frelinghuysen.
We spent a lot of time and energy developing that ship, and then we decided it is the ship of the future, and we're going to build 52 of these. And when Secretary Hagel was before the subcommittee a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I said, I see where you've decided to cut back the number of littoral combat ships from 52 to 32. And he said, well, no, we're not really not going to build the last 20 littoral combat ships. We just are only going to contract for the first 32, and then we're going to take another look at the littoral combat ship. Maybe we can upgrade it. Maybe we can replace it, whatever. But I always thought that what we do is we try to figure out what we're going to need, and then to be cost efficient, we buy as many of those as we think we need. So I guess my question is, if you decide that maybe it's not exactly what we wanted, somehow you're going to take a second look. I mean, how did you figure out we'll do the first 32? We're tight on money, and somehow in the meantime we're going to decide that there's a better way to do the littoral combat ship or maybe even replace it. It seems to me it's either the ship of the future or it's not. So how did you decide to say we'll just do 32 of those and then we'll decide what to do with the next one?
Yeah, we need some answers on that. I mean, respectfully, in our first hearing, we didn't get a lot of answers to these questions.
Well, I think it's important to look at exactly what the Secretary of Defense said, which is don't engage in contract negotiations past 32. Well, that will take us almost all the way through this fit-up on the littoral combat ship as they're being built today. And it's not unusual at all. In fact, we've done it on virtually every ship to take a look at are we getting the requirements that we need? Are we getting the lethality that we need? Are we getting the survivability that we need? And we've done it, the DDG 51s. We're about to start building the fourth consecutive flight of those. And the ones we're building now are very different from the first ones we built. Same thing with the Virginia class submarines. We're about to begin to build flight four of those. So we're taking a look now, and we will have this answer. You will have this answer in order to inform the 16 budget. And the options that he directed me was keep building the LCS, build a modified LCS, or a completely new design. But he also said take into account cost and take into account delivery time to the fleet, because he said in his statement that we needed to get to this number of small surface combatants to meet our war plans, to meet our presence requirements. So that's the look that we are engaged in now. We will be finished in time to put whatever we find into that. But this is not an unusual thing to do for a class, particularly a new class of Navy ships. We have just deployed the first one to Singapore, 10-month deployment, came back, had an excellent deployment. We have block buys for 20. And the last thing I'd like to say is one of the things that I'm very proud of about the Littoral Combat Ship is that the first of these ships cost north of $750 million. We've now driven that cost down so that the ships that are coming off that we're contracting for now will cost about $350 million. And when you add the weapon systems and its cost to the cost of the hull, And the fact that you can switch out these weapon systems, the fact that you don't have to build a new ship as technology changes, we're bringing these ships in at pretty close to what Congress was told they were going to cost in 2002, in 2002 dollars, which I think is a pretty remarkable accomplishment.
And I appreciate that.
You're suggesting that the deployment to Singapore was an enormous success. I thought it was replete with all sorts of issues.
Anytime you have a first ship of a class, we deployed this one early to learn some lessons, but it was available for service at the same rate the rest of the Pacific Fleet was available. It performed all the missions that we sent her out there to do. Harry Harris.
If everything is working well, I've endorsed both models. Why are we working on version 3 here? It's the issue of survivability, isn't it?
Well, it is not unusual to do this for Navy ships.
I know that this is sort of what makes the committee very exasperated and frustrated. I mean, we look at the Army with the ground combat vehicle and messed around with that. With all due respect to the, you know, expeditionary vehicle, we spent a huge investment. I mean, these are sort of what we want to try to eliminate, this type of situation here. Well, you jump on your time here, but this is sort of the crux of what we do here. People are looking over our shoulder wondering what's going on here.
Well, as I said, we're driving the cost down on this ship, and we've gotten it down and through competition and through block buys to do that. We are where we need to be in terms of the weapon systems in their stage of development. But if you look back...
You put on the ships, we're for it, but they could be put on the new model as well.
Well, anything that you build, you have to be modular going forward, because to build these systems in and not be able to change them as technology changes, no matter what kind of ship we build, we can't afford to do that anymore.
That's Navy Secretary Ray Mabus testifying to the House Appropriations Defense Subcommittee on the Navy's budget request yesterday. Indiana Democrat and Subcommittee Ranking Member Pete Visklosky asked Secretary Mabus the point of investing in a ship that might not be survivable. In this highlight, you'll also hear again from the Subcommittee Chairman Rodney Frelinghuysen.
You used an analogy about we have improved the Virginia class, no question about it. Carrier, no doubt about it. But in this case, the Secretary talked about the literal survivability of the ship, talked about the lethality of the ship, talked about the concept of operations. This is a good ship, we can make it better. And you mentioned that we're hitting a cost target. I'm delighted. But if the ship's not survivable, I don't care if I meet my cost target if it's in the bottom of the ocean. Maybe we should be looking at that next smaller surface combatant. And you mentioned earlier in your answer, we need to get to a number, which raises the earlier question the gentleman also raised. I'm an accountant, but I don't want to just get to a number. I want to have a survivable ship for the purpose intended, as opposed to one that meets costs, that's not survivable, not lethal, and it's subject to the concept of operations.
Let me give you two chunks of an answer here. One is, I've looked back at reports from GAO and other sources on things like the DDG 51, things like the frigates that we have in today. In nearly every case where we have a new class of Navy ship, there have been questions, serious questions, about survivability, about lethality, and about concepts of operation. Those ships have obviously met all those requirements. Secondly, in terms of the concept of operations, that's being developed today. That's what the CNO set up the Littoral Combat Ship Council for. Exactly how we use these ships. How do we, before a conflict starts, we might have one of these out by itself, clearing mines or something like that. Once a conflict starts, it's going to be part of a battle group. We have to protect lots of Navy ships, including the carriers.
Respectfully, it's a battle group which is shrinking, and we're not quite sure how many people are, you know, how many ships we have. We want to make sure the ones we do have are survivable.
That's House Appropriations Defense Subcommittee Chairman Ranking Member Pete Visklosky. You can find a link to watch the entire naval budget hearing at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon.